Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We talked about with the Arkansas Miss pop-up thing last night. Like, what's your biggest heartbreak in sports? What's yours?
Ooh.
Could have been as a player.
Biggest heartbreak. We lost, you know, 06 game to LSU at home. Alabama, 05, 63 game, where we fumbled there in the end zone on a game-winning drive. We fumbled away and lost the game right there. 06 Florida, where we had the game won, and there's a phantom call against JT Malpu and Marvin Mitchell returning interception for a touchdown. The place went crazy, and probably those three stand out. Just heartbreaking losses right there.
I mean, just rolled them right off the top of your head. I'm sorry to do that to you, man.
Well, I think about them all the time. I mean, you play at that level, you think about the wins, but you also think about the ones you didn't get. So that's part of playing sports. That's why it's great. We love it. But yeah, I definitely remember the heartbreakers too.
Baseball is such an interesting thing because those Arkansas dudes have to get over that now and play again today for a national championship.
12 minutes.
Yeah. How difficult do you think that'll be for them?
Well, I don't think it'll be difficult because you are taught to play the next play, to snap and you know, try to make the next play. And you have to have a short memory even when you are successful and when you fail. So I think these guys, they've been – kind of taught that their whole entire lives, and I think they'll go out there and play, but if they lose, woo, we're talking about, you know, J.R. Smith type of shame. We're talking about the safety from the Saints who gave up the long pass to the Vikings in the playoffs. We're talking about a whole offseason of just shame, and then that extends to the rest of your life. You're thinking about that one play you did not make, and it cost your team a championship. So I'm rooting for Arkansas. I'm not a big SEC. You know, I'm rooting for the SEC. I hope all the teams lose except Tennessee. But in this case, for that young man, I hope that Arkansas wins. I would hate for him to live with that shame for the rest of his life.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter. SwainEvent.com is the website.
Heck of a send-off for John Ward last night. I know we ran it on the radio station, and all of us were kind of just stuck in our cars when we got home. We just couldn't stop listening to it.
Yeah, I got a chance to be there, and man, I mean, I could not find the words. You know, I got on Twitter and everyone was, you know, putting together these awesome heartfelt tweets. I could not find the words because I was sitting there and, you know, I never got a chance to meet John Ward. I've heard just awesome, great stories about him as a person and him as a professional. And I was just in shock that, you know, someone like that influenced so many people. And And I feel like I just had to go, even though, again, he never called my games, and I didn't get a chance to meet him. But I just think about all the Tennessee fans that started to be fans because of John Ward, because he was able to paint the picture for them. And, you know, their love for Tennessee started with John Ward. And so I feel like as a foreign player, I just had to be there and show my respects.
Yeah, it's awesome. Jason Swain with us at Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, the website.
We were also looking at, Brent, noticed this right as you were calling in. Today's the 2-year anniversary of Coach Pat Summitt's passing. I know you shared time on campus with her, just another great icon, and we were thinking about her as we thought about that.
Yeah. When you think about John Ward, you think about Pat Summitt, two icons, two legends, two people that were at the top of their industry, their field, their profession. And the thing that comes to mind is, you know, Tennessee can say that those people, they are theirs. I mean, they're Tennessee. They're all Tennessee. I mean, born and raised in Tennessee, you go on, you do great things at Tennessee, and you climb to the top of the industry. And that's what Pat Summitt did, and that's what John Ward did. And absolutely, I was on campus when Pat Summitt was walking around. I actually got more butterflies and more nervous around Pat Summitt than I did Coach Former.
Yeah, I get that. It's funny. In this business, you meet so many amazing people, and I know you have as you know, doing this also as a former athlete, and there are very few people that have a presence when they enter a room, and she had that, and the amazing part about that is you could feel her presence, but she was so disarming also.
Absolutely. I got a chance to become really, really good friends with some of the Lady Vols. I remember Sydney Spencer. She's from Alabama, right there at Hoover High School. So she was in school when I was in school, and Alexis Hornbuckle and those folks. And so the thing about Pat Summitt and John Ward, the lessons that you learn from what they, you know, what they did in their field, you can take it and apply it to your everyday life. I saw a tattoo that Kenneth Parker has that talk about right foot, left foot, and breathe. And that's just something we can use every single day as life gets on us and, you know, we deal with different stresses in our life. You just understand that there's a tomorrow. And Pat Summitt shared that with her team, play to play. You get down 5 points or you lose a game, you just breathe and go back to work and understand that there's always going to be a tomorrow.
Jason Swain with us. Swain, obviously this is camp season. I'm curious to get your take. When you were coming out, times were different, no doubt, but do you have a memory that sticks out in terms of, like, going to a camp where big-time college coaches were?
Yeah, today is all about the unofficial visit. It's all about going to camp. And I'll be honest, I didn't go to one camp to go get rated. I was rated from not going to any camps at all. It was all game film and stuff like that. But now, I mean, you got to go to a camp to even get a star next year.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you have to. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool because how you get to go compete and get a chance to see, you know, who's the best in a different state or a different region. So that way you can go back home and understand that you are not the best in the country, that you're just the best. You're just a big fish in a small pond. That you need to go back and get the word. That's the good thing about those camps. Unfortunately, the bad thing about those camps is, you know, this is a pet peeve of mine recruiting. Why are we offering kids? I'm not talking about just Tennessee. I'm talking about every college program in America. Why are we offering kids if we're not going to accept their offer? Like, the committable offers and the offers, the difference between those two, they drive me up the wall, guys. I mean, it
just I think most people don't know anything about that.
It makes no sense. That's like asking someone, hey, you know, would you marry me? And they say, yeah. And then you say, no, not right now. No.
Yeah,
no.
I've got these other three girls I'm going to talk to. Yeah, see, like, where we stand.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's the thing that's really frustrating with recruiting. But with the early signing period and how these unofficial visits are just as important, if not more important than official visits, it's really helpful to actually the coaching staff, because now you can build a class and not worry about being left at the altar the night before signing day. So there's positives, and there's also some negatives too.
Jason, we appreciate the time, man. And we look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Y'all guys have a good one.
All right. SwainEvent.com, the website. Check him out there. He's on 7 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 9 Central. And he podcasts his shows, so you can see him.